It's the Dubai Property Podcast for news, interviews and market trends.
And welcome back to another episode of the Dubai Property Podcast as we talk real estate right around the UAE and a special focus on Dubai property market. And of course, we are available on Spotify and Apple and wherever you get your podcast from these days. And we are heading towards the end of the month. It is Thursday morning, the 28th for March. Hope your working week is going well. And in just a moment, now, if you're looking at buying property and you're thinking, gee, Dubai is starting to get a little bit expensive. You know, there are people that are looking at other Emirates. We talked about this on Tuesday with Mario, and Mario's got some of these Emirates costs of living breakdown. So we'll do that with Mario in just a second. But firstly, we are off to Georgia, to Gedari Ski Resort, and we're heading from the heat, the warmth, to the cold and the snow. And Lillian is with us this morning. Good morning, Lillian. You are a long way from home.
Yes, g'day, Craig, from Gedari Ski Resort in Georgia. So everyone who knows me knows that I'm actually an obsessive snowboarder, which I do miss in Dubai because, of course, we've got the desert there, we've got the humidity, 50 degrees in summer. And of course, we've got Ski Dubai in the Mall of the Emirates, which is one of the largest indoor ski resorts. But it's just not quite enough for me. So I tried to find the ski resorts that are closest to Dubai. One is in Kazakhstan and the other is Gedari, which is in Georgia. So how to get here is you fly to Tbilisi, which is the capital of Georgia. It's only a 3-hour flight from Dubai and it is really the most beautiful little old town built on a hill. And then from here, it's just a short 2-hour drive to the ski resort of Gedari. So I'm here for a week. The powder is absolutely incredible. The food is amazing. There's lots of cheesy dumplings and bread filled with cheese, which is just perfect after a long day on the slopes. So I'm really looking forward to the rest of the week here and then back to Dubai.
While I've got you, what do you think about these residents that, well, not just residents, but people from outside of Dubai moving in? And we're going to be having a look and talking with Mario in just a moment about the cost of living, because these breakdowns, they're quite significant in terms of how much you are saving. So it's not just all about the properties. There's quite a bit of money to be saved with the cost of living.
I think that it's everything in moderation, and cost of living, of course, you can go to the supermarket and you can buy a carton of milk that costs 15 dirham, or you can buy one that costs 2. Just the same as you can go out for a really expensive dinner or a cheaper one still with good food. So it's all about moderation and just deciding when you're going to have those luxuries.
All right. Well, you enjoy your skiing. Good to catch up with you. And of course, you will be back with your series, The Life and Times of a New Property Agent in Dubai. And we will be doing that next Thursday.
Yes, I look forward to it if I haven't broken a leg by then.
Whether you're a seasoned investor or a first-time buyer, know your property with us on the Real Estate Podcast.
Mario Volpi is patiently waiting.
Thank you for that introduction, Craig. Amazing. Yes. Good morning to all the listeners.
Let's drill down on why investors would choose other Emirates other than Dubai or Abu Dhabi. What's the driver?
Well, I think that this can be broken down into sort of 5 potential factors. The first one being obviously lower prices. So for example, in the Al Zora City project that I mentioned last week in Ajman, which by the way is on the seafront, prices there start at $227,000, whilst in Dubai, similar options would cost $350,000, possibly even up to $400,000. That's a very big difference. And that transposes itself throughout all of the Emirates. The second reason would be a high return on investment. So in 2023, the return on investment in Ras Al Khaimah rose to 12%, and in downtown Ajman, it reached a record 9.4%, with 8.3% by the sea, whereas in Dubai, just to give you a context, the highest ROIs is generally from those more affordable areas. The popular areas of Dubai Marina achieve approximately 7% and Business Bay 6.6%, so quite a bit lower than those other two Emirates.
Yeah, so that's still pretty good ROI. And the other aspect, I guess, are waterfront properties and what sort of happens around that space.
Absolutely. I mean, in RAC, almost all of the projects are beachfront, including the branded ones. So this attracts a lot of interest, not just from investors, but I think also from end users.
Yeah, and of course, it all sort of lends itself, doesn't it, to all of this infrastructure. Follow the infrastructure. Normally, you will get some sort of ROI on your investment.
Yeah, that's definitely another reason I think that people choose these Emirates outside of Dubai and Abu Dhabi, because they are spending money on new infrastructure. So just to give you a context of that, for example, in Ajman, pretty much all of the beaches and promenades are definitely getting a facelift. And in Ras Al Khaimah, more and more hotels are popping up near the future casino areas. So everybody's positioning themselves for what's to come in sort of 2026 and beyond. In Sharjah, the Al Jada mega project will have many entertainment facilities, gardens, parks, alleys, shops, retails, restaurants, etc., all amongst the residential complexes as well. So all this new infrastructure and roads obviously is leading to an attractive proposition outside of the two main Emirates.
Yeah, and of course, you've also got the cost of living and commute times, which probably sort of play into people's rationale for where they buy.
Yeah, I mean, all these reasons, I don't want them to be put in necessarily any order from my side. I mean, some might be higher for the listeners and lower for others, but living expenses definitely is a major draw. And again, just to give you an idea, in Ras Al Khaimah, living expenses are 50% cheaper compared to Dubai. But when we look at Ajman and Sharjah, that figure goes up to 70%. So it's even more cheaper to live in Ajman and Sharjah. And with reference to sort of commute times, as new roads are being built, ferry services are being created, and obviously the development of railways and metros, this will definitely reduce the travel times to work, should you be working in Dubai, from homes in these other Emirates.
You know, one of the great things about sitting here where I sit talking to you, finding out this information, is that I constantly am educated with regard to the property market. I mean, that 70% cheaper, cost of living 70% cheaper in Ajman than Dubai. I had no idea. That's a huge, massive figure.
It is, and it's right across the board. But actually, if we look at, let's talk a little bit about Dubai here. Even in Dubai, there are different parts of Dubai where, if we take a haircut, for example, where I live in JBR, to have my haircut costs around 70, 75 dirhams. So that's around sort of £15 sterling, just to give you an idea. But the same haircut, if you went to old Dubai down in Deira, for example, you can get a haircut for between 5 and 10 dirhams. Like, that's 7 times cheaper. So yeah, it's all down to also the cost of the retail unit, the profit margin. And I suppose if someone lives in a more affluent area, they can actually charge a little bit more. So even in within our own Emirates where we're living, you can find much cheaper. But yes, you're right. It's very cheap to live in Ajman and in Sharjah, and of course in RAC.
Yeah, I think a lot of people right now are just, for that very reason, turning to their computers, having a look at Ajman to see just what that area is doing. And more often than not, probably at this stage, for anybody that's been listening to us for a while, they're probably on to Russell Kamer, on to Rack, because we've certainly given that a boost.
Yeah, we have. And that's exploding as we speak. So, you know, in the next sort of 2 years, I would say you will see a lot more population living in Rack rather than it just being a destination to go and have a night out, perhaps.
Now, if you've got any questions around Ajman Sharjah, even, as well as Rack, let us know, because Mario is only too happy to drill down on the question, find out the information, and then with the next podcast, present it, tell you exactly what's going on, and you cannot be better informed, because you love getting these emails, don't you?
Yes, I do. I mean, I want to let the listeners know that I know more about, obviously, Dubai, possibly Abu Dhabi, having worked there as well. But the other Emirates, I would have to do a little bit of research. So bear with me if you do have a question there, but happy to answer anything.
Well, as I said, this is a second parter to the Tuesday podcast. So Mario has been on twice this week and is going to return on Saturday, which isn't too far away. So thank you for giving us a little bit of a breakdown on particularly Ajman and Rack with the 50% and 70% cheaper respectively. And enjoy your Thursday.
Thank you very much, Craig, and apologies to the listeners if it was too much data, but we'll try and make it a bit more interesting next time.
What to buy, where to live, and things to avoid every week on the Dubai Property Podcast.
Yeah, I think like Ding said, right, I think that, you know, apartments are still a huge appetite for them, especially for investors, albeit, you know, across the UAE. I think that prices are not necessarily slowing down, but we're starting to, what I believe, to get to a peak, you know, 1.5% in growth. You know, compared to other months, definitely gives us reason to believe that we might be coming to that point. But look, you know, my crystal ball only goes as so far as about an hour's time, given the property market and what we talk about here. So who knows what will happen? But yeah, I certainly think that we've still got some opportunity in front of us, despite what might be the sort of regional economic challenges, given what's going on, you know, in countries close to Dubai.
The skyline is constantly changing, growing, and expanding. The Dubai Property Podcast for all things real estate.